You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Given that this might be one of the last Wednesdays for the year for our show, I thought we'd take one final look at some of the events throughout the year that have taken place from an enforcement perspective, from an FSCA perspective, and from a financial space. Anyone that knows this show, that knows me, knows that we've been doing this throughout the year in terms of our Wednesdays, our consumer awareness features, trying to prepare you as consumers and as listeners for the world of financial services, particularly when you have to deal with companies or individuals that don't play fair and that don't follow the rules. I'm joined on the line, as usual, by the Divisional Head of Enforcement at the FSCA, Gerard van Deventer, to take a look at the year that was for the FSCA and what 2025 could look like. Good evening, Gerard. Thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start with the reflections of the year. It's been a very, very busy year for the FSCA, for your division within the enforcement team. But take me through just all of the things that you've had to deal with this year.
Good evening, Jimmy. Thank you very much for inviting me once again. So yeah, it was a busy year. It was really a rough year. I'm looking forward to a break. So I think in terms of scams and warnings and those type of things, we had our hands full. There was quite an uptick in crypto scams. You know, you declare it a financial product and you think now you will get the message out there to everybody that this is a high-risk investment, but sounds like the message just went the other way. But of course, it's not the legitimate traders and the crypto providers that we're concerned about. It's a wonderful place for scammers to hide. So if I just look at our statistics, we did spend a lot of time on crypto scams and warning people against that. And certainly the other one, looking at the press releases we made over the year, Jimmy, since January that you always helped with and got the message out, impersonations was clearly a very popular pastime. And your listeners will recall that's impersonating authorized financial services providers, impersonating well-known people, impersonating FSCA staff. Anywhere where there's an opportunity to defraud people, we saw that. We also, of course, spend a lot of time on unregistered financial services business. That's our border patrol. That's always a problem, is keeping people away from the public and the public's funds if they're not properly registered and they don't have the fit and proper requirements that they should have. So on the unregistered stuff and on the scam stuff, yes, I have a team dedicated to that, and they are being kept busy full time. On moving on the crypto issues, as we discussed before, we've licensed a whole lot of crypto providers in the meantime, and we've had more than 400 applications. And so South Africa now has crypto providers in South Africa. And they can work through these regulated entities. There's no reason for our public to get involved in the scams and the shady deals because they've got their crypto providers. You would also recall that we had to set up a special team to deal with those crypto providers who did not apply for a license and is now doing unregistered business. That team is also very busy. I think they've got it under control. And unauthorized insurance, of course, that happens a lot. You know about the issue in the funeral parlor space. We are trying very, very hard as the FSCA and in conjunction with the Prudential Authority at the Reserve Bank to try and regularize that industry and to try and convince that industry to get into the fold so that the public is protected. Unfortunately, I have to say, not just unregulated and unregistered entities and firms that misbehaved. We had that NEFG case that we finalized that was actually a registered entity that played around with their clients' funds and there was millions lost. So you will recall that very recently we imposed the barments of up to 30 years and penalties and we've handed it over to the police. So a couple of those cases as well. That kept my more senior investigation teams very, very busy. So yes, unfortunately, it's not dying down. If I had to talk about trends, I would say unauthorized crypto providers, and of course, copy trading, signals, livestock offers, finfluencers. There are so many issues that keeps us busy. If you want to talk about the year ahead, I think, you know, this is not going to get better. And Jimmy, the reason for that is simply that with all the great things that technology brings us, our scammers and the people on the wrong side of the law, they have access to the same technology and they find it very useful. So I do believe we need to stay on track and stay ahead of the curve on that one. But we will be busy recruiting for a crypto expert. We're busy augmenting the division to get more investigators in so that we make sure we are ready for the next year.
Gerard, I want to move to some other areas within the business. I mean, the FSCA clearly has had its hands full throughout the year. And one of the things that's come up from a trend perspective, and you and I have spoken about this as well, is the promises that have been made, the promises of unrealistic returns, whether from regulated entities or from unregulated entities. Where are you seeing from a consumer point of view? Where are you seeing consumers needing to be more aware and be more conscious of things? We've spoken about putting in the time to just do your own research and do your own homework, but where are we missing it that there are so many things out there that are still scams, still taking advantage of consumers?
Yes, that's a very good question, Jimmy, and it's a topic that we cannot talk about enough. So we put in a tremendous effort in terms of consumer education and in terms of warnings and so forth. And you and I know the message. The message really is, and if I had to summarize that, I would say the one you mentioned, unrealistic returns. There's a reason why it's called unrealistic, because there's no way that anybody can offer you those returns. I would put that right on the top of the list for our public to say, if you see an unrealistic return offer, please know there is such a good chance that you're looking at a scam. And usually, Jimmy, that is coupled with guaranteed profits or guaranteed returns, or your capital is guaranteed, etc. The moment you hear the word guaranteed in an offer, please be very, very careful, because the simple truth in the financial industry is that nothing can ever be guaranteed. That is simply not possible. Nobody can know where the financial market is going. Nobody can know where a specific investment is going. We know that there's no such thing as too big to fail. We've seen it over the years. So the moment guaranteed comes into the sentence, please just walk away from it. And I think the other thing that your listeners can also consider is, you will not easily get a legitimate offer over social media platforms. Things like Telegram. Telegram is so popular with scammers. So if you get these type of offers on media, you have to be very, very careful. And it usually comes with a statement, if you ask, that they don't require a license. They don't require an FSCA license or a Prudential Authority license. That's simply not true. You do require a license if you want to be involved in the financial services industry. So I think those are the things that people must look out for. And the best thing they can do, apart from what you've mentioned, is do your own research, do your own homework. The best thing they can do is just speak to an authorized financial services provider. Our authorized financial services providers, they know about these scams. We have lots of interaction with them and tell them about the trends and so forth. So they will be able to warn you to stay away or give you that peace of mind if it's really a legitimate situation. So I can just implore our public and your listeners to please, any of those things, just stay away.
Gerard, as we go into 2025, obviously the work is not done here just because we are taking a festive break to recoup and to recharge our batteries doesn't mean that these efforts will end here or will stop here. Going into 2025, I imagine the focus is going to be on, aside from continuing much of what's been done up to this point, it's going to be on being even stricter with enforcement.
No, absolutely, Jimmy. We have developed a sanctions guideline to make sure that when we do impose sanctions, that it matters. It has the necessary deterrence value. So you are absolutely right about that. And we've already started implementing that. We're seeing that coming through in the decisions. And we're seeing that coming through in cases where we've been taken on reconsideration or appeal or review. And in by far the majority of these cases, the judges and the Financial Services Tribunal have confirmed the way we approach this. So the most important thing there is disgorgement of any ill-gotten gains. So that is certainly so. But there's another aspect to this as well, Jimmy, and that is that we see a lot of cases that belongs one place and one place only, and that is in a criminal court. So we have substantially strengthened our relationship with our criminal investigation authorities, especially the Hawks, the National Prosecuting Authority, and the Asset Forfeiture Unit. And we're getting closer and closer to a complete collaboration. And that is a project that I will keep on working on until we've perfected it. So we'll see many more of our cases actually getting to trial and decent sentences being imposed. So I'm very happy to say that I've got enough examples now that I can safely say, if you're going to get involved in fraud in the financial industry, you run a very high risk of landing in jail. Eventually, it takes time. I realize that. If you will allow me one comment on the festive break that you spoke about. In fact, Jimmy, it's just the opposite. Things don't die down on the festive break. We all need a break, but unfortunately, that's not how it works. Our experience has been every year that this time of the year, scams actually picks up a lot. So listeners must be specifically careful this time of the year. We always see it. It gets worse.
It gets worse, but you have the power in your hands to make the situation better. Remember to do your homework, friends. Do not enter into things that you do not understand. Otherwise, we're going to be having very different conversations going into 2025. Gerard, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. I think we'll leave the conversation there, and we'll definitely pick up on these and other conversations going into the new year. We're not going to stop giving you, the consumer and the listener, the tips that we can come up with as we find these bizarre cases of people trying to take your money. But for now, we'll leave the conversation there. Gerard van Deventer, Divisional Head of Enforcement at the FSCA, joining me to take a look at the FSCA's achievements over the last year and what the new year could potentially look like for the regulator.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.